AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. The White House is acknowledging that the capture of Ramadi by Islamic State militants is a blow to the president's efforts to counter the group. Here's AP White House correspondent Mark Smith.
Briefing reporters as the president flew to an appearance in New Jersey, White House spokesman Eric Schultz said there's no denying Ramadi is a setback. But he adds there's also no denying that we will help the Iraqis take back Ramadi. Officials say Obama knows the fight against the Islamic State group will be long and difficult, especially in Sunni-dominated Anbar province.
About 170 members of rival motorcycle gangs have been charged with engaging in organized crime a day after a shootout at a Texas restaurant that killed 9 people and wounded 18. Retired Sheriff's Captain Chris Omont predicts this won't be the end of gang violence in Waco.
It's going to continue. It's not going to end. You don't know which gang it's going to be, which day. You don't know when it's going to be or where it's going to be. But this is going to continue. The only thing surprising about Waco is the number of people killed. That's a pretty high number.
Meanwhile, motorcycle enthusiasts are trying to distance themselves from the violent image of biker gangs. David Harvey Jr. works at a Houston bar popular with bikers who love to get together for rallies and charity benefits.
You don't see an outbreak in fights. You see a network of people that love to ride motorcycles together and stand up for one another.
The Idaho legislature has approved federally mandated child support rules. That undoes a vote that had jeopardized U.S. involvement in an international treaty and threatened to collapse the state's payment system. State Senator Grant Burgoyne.
Without cooperation with foreign countries, an international enforcement scheme is not possible.
Some worried the rules could subject the U.S. courts to rulings made elsewhere under Islamic law. This is AP Radio News. Screening for cancer has gotten more complicated in recent years with evolving guidelines that sometimes conflict. Now a doctor's group aims to ease some confusion, encouraging more discussion of testing's pros and cons. Dr. Richard Wender is with the American Cancer Society.
What they really were looking at is high value. The areas where all the major cancer groups agree that screening is worthwhile and the benefits substantially outweigh the harm.
The CDC reports this month that too few people who clearly should be getting screened for certain cancers are not. For example, only 58% of people ages 50 to 75 had recently been checked for colorectal cancer. The government goal is over 70%. Economists say bird flu could cost nearly $1 billion in the economies of the two hardest hit states, Minnesota and Iowa. A public viewing for B.B. King will be held in Las Vegas Friday before his body is sent to Mississippi for burial. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.